Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, November 8th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Micah Rich. Micah and his parents, Matt and Sarah, and his little sister, Abby, are faithful members of Mount Brook Baptist, and I can't wait at the end of the podcast when he and I sit down and talk about things of life and faith. But first, Micah will read God's word for us. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. The scripture today in the English Standard Version is Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. It says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and throughout all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried around by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love."
Micah, thank you so much for joining the podcast and for reading for us today. Tell me a little bit about your family.
I have my mom, Sarah Rich, and my dad, Matt Rich, who has recently celebrated his 41st birthday. I have a sister, Abby Rich, and I have two dogs, Oakley and Stella, who are both dachshunds. My parents, they sing in the choir, and my mom helps out with preteens for the music on Wednesday night.
And your dad teaches Sunday school, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And maybe your mom, too.
I think my mom teaches a few times.
And how long have you been at Mountain Brook Baptist?
I've been here really my whole life, ever since I moved here from South Carolina when I was about like one or two, and we've just really loved it here.
Who are some of the leaders in the areas of ministry where you've participated?
I always knew Miss Sharon, and then when I got to be in the preteens, I got to know Mr. Ethan, and then recently I have transferred from preteens to youth group, and I've got to know Mr. Joel, Mr. Ed, and many others that work with the youth group and have more friends.
On Sunday night, you guys had a Friendsgiving.
Yes, we had great food that many people brought together from different, like, families, and it was a wide variety from cornbread to pork. It was a lot.
What are some of your favorite foods?
I love some good old cranberry sauce sliced, and I love some chicken casserole. I especially love the ones that cooks on the mission bakes. They're so good.
You're getting me hungry. What are your favorite sweets?
I just like some plain brownies or some pound cake.
Okay, just a traditional kind of guy?
Yes, ma'am.
So set the scene for me. There was all this wonderful food on Sunday night. How did you guys celebrate together?
So there was a huge table from about the entrance into the fourth floor with the glass windows, and there was a table all the way to the other side of the room where the sound box is, and the other in the restrooms and the other staircase. And there was just some decorations. We had Charlie Brown Thanksgiving playing in the background. And then we all spread out on the table in the kitchen area. We had just like a row of plates with different foods. And it was just crazy, a lot.
After you ate, what came next?
We went down to the gym and we played a game of like rock, paper, scissors hopping. Like you hop to different squares and then you had to play rock, paper, scissors. And the person who went out went to the side and they kept going while they set back up the things for the brook. And then we came back up and we had the brook service.
Now you call it the brook. If people are listening and they don't know what that means, explain it.
The brook is where all the youth group members come together and we have a service of worship and in a contemporary style with music and a band, and we have a really fun time.
Was there some special music on Sunday night?
There was, in fact. There was the chapel choir sang for it, which I'm a part of, and we did a Thanksgiving tune.
What was the song?
It was Gratitude, and we sang that, and then we had the band playing along with us.
Give me some of the lyrics to that song.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? And it goes on to say, so I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah, and I know it's not much, but I've got nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah. And it goes on to say many things about your soul to the Lord and how you can respond to him.
Okay, a few fun get-to-know-yous before I learn a little more about your faith. What are some of your hobbies and interests?
I like to play basketball. I do a lot of singing and band. I like to just do a lot of things, like a variety.
You mentioned singing with the chapel choir, but I know that you sing somewhere else as well.
I sing in the Birmingham Boys Choir, which is a nonprofit organization that sings around the Birmingham metro area, and we've done multiple tours, and we just have a great time.
What is one of the pieces that you are working on right now?
There is a song, Masters in This Hall, which focuses on the shepherds, the angels talking to the shepherds, and the shepherds going to Bethlehem.
And what instrument do you play in the band, and what is band at the junior high like?
I play the baritone euphonium. Or euphonium.
I never even baritone. Heard of that instrument. Tell me more.
It's basically a mini tuba. And band is just really fun. It's a big community of people with a variety of instruments. And it's just a really great community.
If you had to pick mountains or the beach, which would you go with?
Probably mountains. Just like some good greenery and some nice like fresh air.
What about reading books or watching movies?
Watching movies, just it's always fun. I like reading, but it's just always fun to watch a movie.
Tell me how you came to faith and maybe some different ways that you've grown.
I was originally baptized in South Carolina as a baby in Saxagotha Presbyterian Church. But then when I was older, about 8 to 10, I can't remember what, I went in front of the church with Dr. Dorch and I professed my faith to the whole church.
And are there certain ways that you grow in the scriptures or in the faith?
I usually read my Bible in the morning and at night, and I always pray with my family in every time before meals and at night as a family.
And then in Sunday school, can you tell me what you guys are studying right now?
We're studying knowing God and knowing Jesus and studying what the sermons are going along. And we're kind of diving into even deeper with what that means, how we can be faithful to God.
As you're transitioning into the youth group, what has been one of your favorite things about being in that area of ministry?
I love being with all my friends, and I love having some older people to look up to and guide me in what I'm doing as a Christ follower.
And as you're looking back at the children's ministry, what were some pivotal moments or encouraging things along the way?
I always had just great leaders. I always had people I looked up to, and I always tried to help the younger ones, and it was just a great time for me to grow.
Do you have a favorite season of the year, and would you pair that season of the year with any worship services that you like?
I really like wintertime, and I like Christmas, and I like just the cold weather, but there's also the Boys Choir Christmas concert, and there's just all sorts of fun things around Christmas.
What is one way that the Lord has been with you in a difficult season?
There have been some times where I've doubted my faith, and I've had my dad help me. He has a ton of like books on it, and he bought me a special set of books on how God can guide you and how it, like, why that is the truth. And I dug deep into my Bible, and that actually helped me become a better Christian.
Now, you mentioned your dad having a lot of books in this area. He is what we would call an apologist. Yes. Tell me more about that.
He studies all kinds of, like, religions for fun, and he uses that knowledge to better understand his faith as a Christian and have a better foundation on what God calls him to do.
Now, we didn't talk too much about Abby at the beginning. I want to hear about your special relationship with Abby and what it's like growing up in your family.
Abby is, she's really silly, but she's really sweet too. There's been a lot of times where I've not been the best brother, and she's always forgiven me, and I really appreciate her for that.
You mentioned forgiveness. What is one characteristic of God that you think about when you're praying to him?
I think about patience. I'm sometimes quick to judgment, and I think about how I need to be patient with other people, but I have not realized in the past how patient God has been with me.
What are some of your favorite hymns or music that encourages your faith?
I like Amazing Grace because it details a story, but it's really what all Christ followers have to go through, where they're always, everybody's a sinner and everybody has wrong, but it's about the redemption in Christ. The Lord has really graced us all with the option of eternal life in him if we choose to believe, and we have to trust him that he will guide us and redeem us through all our troubles. And I know that I can trust in God whenever there is something that I need to.
Micah, your family is so faithful to be at church week in and week out. How is worshiping on Sunday morning forming you?
Going to church has really helped me become a better Christian because I have to experience all what Mr. Wayne says, and I meet new people, and I form relationships with them when I go to church. And I have to really put it, what Mr. Wayne puts into perspective, and I have to put it into my life.
You mentioned something that I think is really important, making those relationships. Talk about people in different generations of our church with whom you have a relationship and why it matters.
I have relationships with the younger kids, and I like hanging out with them.
Do you help out with worship care ever?
I usually do it about once or twice a month, and I try to guide them, and I try to show them how when I was younger, I didn't really have much faith, and I wasn't as strong, but I'm trying to lead them in the right direction.
Okay, and then what about young people, like 20s, 30-year-olds?
I have good relationships with them, with like my parents are in the choir, so I get to know some people like that and some younger people who I can look up to, and they can help me with life experiences.
All right, let's go to the next generation, maybe like your parents' age or a little older, maybe my age.
There's a lot of people like my parents, but there's Miss Angie Jones. She's always super nice, and I know that she's one of my greatest friends. And there's a lot of people around that age that have a good bit of young, can remember their really good younger experiences, and they're still growing in their faith.
All right, what about in an older generation?
My prayer partner, Mr. Mackie McDaniel, he's awesome. He always makes me laugh with his great jokes. he's crazy at sports trivia, and he's really helped me grow in following Christ.
Micah, it has been such a pleasure to be with you today.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Dear Lord, thank you that you have brought us all together. Please help us be strengthened in our relationship with you, and thank you that we are in Christ with you, and thank you that you make it possible for us to be in you. Please help us have a great week, rest of the week. Please help us have a great weekend. In your name, amen.